you love wrestling podcasts but hate all the ads? Well, you can get all the great podcasts early and ad-free at adfreeshows.com. It only starts at $9 a month, but you get exclusive series at adfreeshows.com, like Title Chase, Eric Fires Back, Conversations with Conrad, and tons more, and a chance to interact with your favorite podcast hosts every month. See for yourself why thousands of other wrestling fans say adfreeshows.com is the best value in wrestling. Adfreeshows.com.
Symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
Hey, this is Kurt Angle, and welcome to the Kurt Angle Show. On the show today, we'll be discussing my first title victory in TNA from Sacrifice 2007. But first, let me introduce to you my co-host, Paul Bromwell. How you doing today, Paul?
Kurt, I'm doing great, man. I'm excited to be here with you again today. And listen, it was just a few weeks ago that we discussed Lockdown 2007. And now we're going to transition from that pay-per-view on to the next one up. It's Sacrifice, as you said. And for those that don't remember, we wrapped up Lockdown with you. You were standing on top of that cage, staring down in disappointment. Jeff Jarrett had teased hitting Sting, but instead he hit Abyss. Jarrett then refused to pin Abyss himself, and he told Sting, "You go get the pin." So Sting thought it was a trick, but after prodding, he went ahead and pinned Abyss. Sting and Jarrett shake hands, and there you were, Kurt, alone. You're not happy.
Sad and lonely.
You're up in the air looking down. You end up leaving by yourself, Kurt. It's just a sad state of affairs for Kurt Angle. So here we are, man. It's the Impact after Lockdown. And again, the story is that you brought Jeff Jarrett back for your team, but Jarrett ends up helping Sting again, gain that victory, as I said, over Christian. And he's going to get the title shot. And that's where our story begins this week, folks. And we're going to start it off with a clip. It's TNA Impact from April 19th. Kurt, let's check it out.
Let me get this straight. Did you say you came back here to make things right? Is that what I thought I heard you say? Is that what you said?
It's exactly what I said.
This is how you make things right. All right, I called you up, and I invited you back to the game, okay? It was me who was ridiculed by the fans, not only the fans, but my teammates, because I had you come on my team and nobody there trusted you. Nobody. It was me whose integrity was questioned. And it was me who had nothing to gain and everything to lose by having your on my team. And this is the thanks I get? I'll tell you what. You hand over Sting on a silver platter. You hand him a title shot at Lethal Lockdown. The same Sting that doubted you more than anyone. The guy that hates you. I'll tell you what, Jeff. Why don't you make things right with me, huh? Make things right with me.
Kurt Angle, with all due respect, I don't feel I have to make things right with you at all, because I did exactly what I said I was going to do. I was going to join your team and help Team Angle win the Lethal Lockdown. And that's exactly what I did. As far as Sting goes, you should know better than anybody in the dressing room that this business is all about timing. Sting was in the right place at the right time.
Well, it looks like you're in the wrong place at the wrong time.
He took it!
If you got a problem with the way I got my title shot at Lockdown, that means you got a problem with me.
You know, for the past 6 months, I've had my hands full with Abyss. As a matter of fact, I've been hell and back with Abyss. And all the while, I've been hearing your voice. And your voice every slim for 20 years. I've been wrestling for 20 years, and If my figures are right, you're less than 10 years.
Giving Kurt Angle a history lesson here.
If it wasn't for guys like Jeff and me paving the way for you, you'd be a gold medalist gym teacher.
Whoa.
Let me tell you. Hold on a minute. I'm not done yet.
Whoa.
Hold on.
That is a thing we haven't seen.
If you want a shot at that world title, if you want a shot at Cage, then it's going to be you and me right here next week. Winner gets the shot at Christian Cage.
Can you see that you were a little speechless earlier when he challenged?
Speechless? Don't let speechless be confused with what was going on through my mind as Sting was spewing out his BS in that ring. Earlier tonight, Sting made the biggest mistake of his career. You want to challenge Kurt Angle, Sting? You want to challenge the best? Having less than 8 years in this business only means that I'm still in my prime. I'm the best I've ever been. Now maybe it's time that you step aside. Or better yet, maybe it's time that I push you aside, Sting. Because that title shot at Sacrifice, that's mine. Next week, Sting, your little revival is over. It's gonna be real. It's gonna be damn real.
Well, Kurt, there we go. It's on. It's all set up. But the most important question I have for you coming out of this segment, have you ever considered being a gold medalist gym teacher at any point in your life?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not going to lie to you. There's nothing wrong with being a gym teacher. But to say that if I wasn't in TNA, the only choice I had was to become a gym teacher, it doesn't shed a good light on me or the company.
Not at all.
Also, you know, talking about less than 10 years experience, I was the top guy in the company. You don't want to tell everybody, hey, this guy's inexperienced, even though he's the top guy. You don't want to do that. That doesn't shed a good light on the company or myself either.
And that's where I was going next. It's like, man, you know, regardless of Christian being champion, they're kind of positioning you here as this less experienced wrestler. And then that's not good. I mean, they brought you in pomp and circumstance. So it just.
Yeah, the highest paid guy on the payroll.
Does anyone at this point even know if you're a heel or babyface at this point?
Well, you know, in TNA, there weren't a lot of straight up heels and babyfaces. There were a lot of tweeners, and there was an issue with the company, and it had to do with a lot of inconsistent writing. So, you know, for the most part, a lot of the guys are tweeners. That's just how it is. That's how it was in TNA anyway.
Yeah, and we're going to see some interesting creative and writing as we go through this whole buildup to Sacrifice. And as you heard in the clip, it's announced that you and Sting are going to face each other in a professional wrestling ring for the first time on television the next week on Impact. We have the clip. It's going to be fun. But we've talked about it in the past. You versus Sting, that was talked about potentially at WrestleMania 18. WrestleMania 18. Now, TNA's plan is to announce this match with a one-week build-up, not on pay-per-view, two megastars. Is this something that you're okay with? Did you think it was the right way to promote this? Or are you just a good soldier and saying, yes, sounds good. We'll go ahead with it.
I wasn't okay with it. If I would have done it, the correct way of doing it would have been a 3 to 6 month build-up, a great storyline. Bound for Glory, Kurt Angle versus Sting for the first time ever, I would have drawn a buy rate instead of a quick rating.
Well, it's here. It's the next week. It's Impact. It's April 26th. The build towards the match gets a little messy. You are jumped during the show. You bleed. In the very next segment, Eric Young is beaten up and bloodied. So here we go. You're bleeding. Now Eric Young's bleeding the next segment. Do you think that this lessens the impact having blood back to back here?
You know what? Your first three questions were like basically picking on and doubting TNA and their writing.
It is, but I mean, come
okay,
on.
What was the question again?
It's just about here, you know, all of a sudden here we are at TV. They knock you out. I mean, they bloody you up, should I say? And then the next segment, they bloody up Eric Young. And it's just kind of
okay,
like, wow.
TNA's defense, they had a rule. You're only allowed to bleed one time per show. So either Eric Young or myself got it the hard way. The other one gigged. So that was a rule. We stood by that rule pretty well.
Well, that's good to know. That really helps us understand it a little bit better. So, you know,
I'm picking on TNA.
Are you feeling stuck making minimum payments on your credit card debt? SaveWithConrad.com can help, and you don't need perfect credit or money out of your pocket to do this. NMLS number 65084, Equal Housing Lender. Oh, and did I mention no house payments for 2 months? Get rid of your credit card debt and lower your monthly payments right now at SaveWithConrad.com.
All right, well, you know, we didn't know if we could blame Vince Russo here, have some fun cutting up on him, or just make fun of their terrible ideas, but makes sense. Glad you clarified it. Let's go to this match because, buddy, this is not at all what we hoped for the first time with Kurt and Sting in a ring. It goes 2 minutes, 47 seconds. We're going to check out as we get to the end of this whole 2 minutes, 47 seconds. Let's take a look.
Against here with the Olympic gold medalist who's really opened it up and turned it loose. But I think Sting right there may have been playing a little bit of possum.
Oh, absolutely.
He drew Angle out to the arena floor and then sends him right into the guardrail and now over the safety rail and into the crowd.
I thought he was disoriented. I like the way Sting played that. I thought he was disoriented and he just suckered Kurt Angle right into it. Kurt Angle got too close, got the leg, and now look at it. He's setting up the runway there straight into the wall, but oh, Angle reverses it.
Oh, just overpowered him and shot Sting back first right into the wall. Again, keep in mind, the winner of this matchup gets the world's title shot against Christian Cage. And just as I was going to say his name, he comes running right by the broadcast table along with the other members of Team Cage. There's Tomko, AJ Styles, and Big Papa Pump Scott Steiner. And the referee has called for the bell. I can't believe it. They've thrown this match out already.
Well, you see Angle just take a vicious shot against the steps. This is disgusting. The crowd didn't deserve this. Here they're getting to see a dream match, a match that people talked about for years and years, and Team Cage comes in and blows it just because he can't stand. I think he's just trying to cost both these guys a title shot. Oh, Team Cage, disgusting. Reminds me of what he did to Abyss last week.
Oh, I'm sure that's exactly what their game plan is, as Tomko and Styles have beaten the hell out of Kurt Angle. You see that Sting's being neutralized by that Steiner incliner. My God, chair shot right into the face, right into the head of Kurt Angle. And keep in mind, Kurt Angle has had a broken neck in the past.
Think of the broken neck and all the injuries that he's had. And you can see they busted him open on the head. And again, you see Christian Cage with that chair. And it reminds you of him handing the chair to every member of Team Cage last week on Abyss. And I hope they don't do the same thing.
God, not another
Kurt Angle, but they are.
Chair shot after chair shot by the world's champion to the unprotected back and neck of the Olympic gold medalist. Now, it's pretty obvious Christian Cage fears defending the title against Angle, and there's a DDT right on the steel chair. Oh, I'm having flashbacks from last week with that total destruction of Abyss. Christian Cage and company have left their mark again.
You can see Scott Steiner now makes his way to the ring as Sting enters the ring. He's got a chair, and he clears house, and it's obvious Team Cage succeeded in what they intended on doing, and that was taking Kurt Angle out of sacrifice here coming up.
Well, this is the last thing we expected when we knew that it was going to be, well, Sting against Kurt Angle to determine who gets the title shot against Christian Cage. Who ever expected that we would see Sting coming to the aid, coming to the rescue of his fallen opponent, Kurt Angle? Referee had to throw it out. A double disqualification. You can hear what Sting just said. We need somebody out here. We need some help for Kurt Angle.
Well, Kurt, you just said somebody got it hard way. It looks like you could have been the one that got it hard way here.
I think I was the one.
Whoa. So just for those that couldn't see it and they listened to this only, it was Christian Cage's whole team came out. Christian, Scott Steiner, Tomko, AJ Styles. They interrupt this what is supposed to be a dream match of Kurt Angle and Sting. 2 minutes, 47 seconds. They bloody you up, give you chair shots, DDTs. You're taken out on a stretcher. And my goodness, Kurt, is this just a waste of a match that could have been, you know, a huge buy rate? I mean, I know it advances the story, but thoughts?
Well, that's all it did. And I think the reason they had to do this was because they were trying to hotshot this match very quickly, the triple threat match between Christian, Sting, and myself. And they didn't have a lot of time to do it, and they had to make it a triple threat, so everybody had to be against each other. And so they wanted to get the match with Sting and I. But I do want to say in defense of TNA that we didn't have a finish. And that was good, because if we would have had a finish, then Kurt Angle versus Sting for the first time would have been tainted. It is still tainted, but at the same time, there was no finish. So the next time I wrestled Sting, there would be a finish eventually.
You know, that is a great positive way to look at that, you know?
I'm in a positive mood today.
That's good. Your computers, tablets, phones, even your TV streaming devices, whether I'm at home or in public, I don't go online anymore without using IPVanish. IPVanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's just like getting 9 months for free. IPVanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know it's on. So stop sharing with the world everything you stream, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to ipvanish.com/angle. Use promotional code ANGLE, that's right, and claim your 70% off savings. That's 70% off. That's IPVanish, IPVanish.com/angle. So since you and Sting did not have a finish here, Christian cuts a promo and says, well, since nobody won, he'll defend against either Shark Boy or Sanjay Dutt. But Jim Cornette tells Don West to tell Christian that he'll have to defend it against Sting. When? Later that night. Kurt, is this just silly? I mean, we're packing everything here into this Impact.
Well, we didn't have any choice. I mean, the pay-per-view was coming up. We had very little time to run this storyline, and this was the best way we could do it. And I really did not like what Christian said about Sanjay Dutt and Shark Boy. These guys are pro wrestlers. They're in TNA. I know that Christian was told to say it. I know it wasn't his fault. The writers came up with that. But you don't talk about like those two guys like they're two little fish that don't mean anything. You know, that's
a great point.
A little offensive. You know, I really didn't like that. I don't like anybody talking badly about any type of professional wrestler that's on the roster.
Yeah, kind of talking down about like their talent, ability, and skill. I get you. And so listen, we have the clip of it at the very end of the show, everything that breaks loose. Sting and Christian ends when you come running out, you attack Christian for the DQ, and Sting gets hot at you, buddy, and he hits you with a baseball bat. And again, this is all on the same freaking show. There's just storylines happening at a rapid pace here. And so let's check out that clip.
Sting digging down deep, and wait a minute. Earlier after that brutal beating at the hands of Christian Cage and company, and here comes Angle, and oh no, senior official Rudy Charles has thrown it out. The referee has just disqualified Sting, and Sting has just realized that Angle has cost him the World Heavyweight Championship. There's the Olympic slam.
Kurt Angle not even realizing what he's done to Sting. All he can think about is exacting revenge on the man that took him out of a title shot earlier tonight.
Oh, Angle picks up Sting's baseball bat. Team Cage pulls Christian to safety.
Oh, he just drilled him with the bat. Oh, the frustration too much for Sting.
There it is. He drills you with the bat. Is this just too much overbooking for one show? Can we admit that?
Yeah, it is, but yeah. We really didn't have time. We had to shotgun this program.
They were.
I mean, literally, it was the pay-per-view was the next week, so we had to get this over and done. There was just no other way around it.
Well, there we go. You came back. You have a lot of booking going on here. I mean, we're advancing storylines faster than anything I've ever seen. So you've been almost 7 months in the TNA at this point. You've worked with Samoa Joe. You've had some big time matches with him. Christian, you've been in the ring with Scott Steiner. Are you happy with the creative so far?
I'm happy with my spot on the show. I was main eventing every show, but was I happy with creative? No, there were a lot of inconsistencies, and I had a little bit of a problem with that. And I did approach the writers and tell them, hey, we need to straighten our shit out a little bit. And they agreed, but, you know, this program really had to happen really quickly. There was no other way around it.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt about that one. Well, we're going to move on with this fast-tracked program. Christian comes out the next week on Impact and lays the challenge out for the main event. We're starting to get into the nuts and bolts of it all here. Let's check it out.
Brandon Sting, use that trademark baseball bat to nail Angle.
Oh my God! There was Kurt Angle waiting for him in the ring with a chair, and he just went right after him. Obviously, Kurt Angle, what you were talking about, still feeling the sting of that bat. last week, and man, Kurt Angle didn't even give him a chance.
And you can see the security and referees have hit the six-sided ring to try and control these two. We're going to send it to the back, JB and Christian Cage.
Thanks, guys. Christian Cage, you just witnessed what happened here on the monitors backstage. Your thoughts?
My thoughts? It's pathetic, really. Two grown men fighting over me, but actually, to be fair, they both have a legitimate gripe, you know? So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to head out there right now, and I'm going to sort this whole mess out.
You know, I don't claim to be Dr. Phil, but when you're talking about a couple morons like this, it's simple psychology, baby boy.
All right, Christian Cage on his way out to the ring. Don and Mike, back to you.
My problem is Christian Cage cost my title shot last week. I had your ass beaten, you know it.
It sounds like your problem is with Christian Cage and not me, so go get Christian.
First of all, it's not with Christian. My problem is with you, Sting. Last week at the end of the night, all I remember is you standing above me with a bat in your hand.
You gave me every reason to hold the bat in my hand and do what I did with it because you interfered in my shot at the world title.
Well, that's true. Well, how about this? From what we heard just moments ago, the instant classic, the NWA World Heavyweight Champion, Christian Cage, he may have something up his sleeve.
Fellas, can we all just get along? Stinger, the way that Jeff Jarrett handed you on a silver platter the victory to become the number one contender at Lockdown, even you have to admit you really didn't earn it now, did you? Now, granted, I can see the way that you're acting towards Kurt. I can see the way you're looking at him. And granted, Kurt Angle isn't. Point. And Kurt, Sting has a point himself, because last week you came down to the ring on impact and you ruined Sting's small amount of hope of becoming the World Heavyweight Champion when you got him disqualified in a match against the Instant Classic. So being the man, being the humanitarian that I am, I figured we don't need any controversy. I want to be fair here. So how can I be fair? How do we solve this problem? It's real simple. Tonight, right here on Impact, let's say Sting and Kurt Angle, you two team up.
Team up?
That's right. You two team up against AJ Styles and the Instant Classic, the NWA World Heavyweight Champion, Christian Cage.
Can you do that?
In a no disqualification tag team match.
Interesting proposal.
And if either one of you happen to score the pinfall for your team, that man will get a shot at this NWA World Heavyweight Championship at Sacrifice. Sound good?
Sounds good to me.
I don't know if that's,
well, that's not all, boys. That's not all. If AJ Styles and myself happen to win the match tonight, then neither one of you get a shot at this title at Sacrifice.
Oh, you knew we'd have
so an that's
applause.
The deal, guys. It's an all or nothing situation. You just gotta know, are either one of you willing to roll the dice?
Hey, Christian, I don't have to roll the dice because I already got my title shot.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What, you're not going to take this? What are you, an icon? Or are you a...
And I'll tell you, before your mouth overrides your rear end, I accept the challenge.
Well, he is accepting it.
Staying in Angle against AJ and Christian. I guess that's pending Jim Cornette's approval.
Psst. Who's going to take care of your family if something happens to you? What would they do without your income? If you don't have a plan, you need to go to GoliathLife.com. Get a quick quote for more than 20 carriers. You don't even have to leave the house. If you need a medical exam, they'll send somebody to your house or office. You're in total control. You pick the rates, you pick the payments, you pick the terms. You're in total control, but it gives you and your family peace of mind. What if something happens to your income? Hurry to GoliathLife.com.
Wow. So there it is. Sting, are you an icon or are you a pussy is what you called him. This is interesting here, man. What do you think of all that?
I think it was a clever way of doing it. You know, I know this match coming up with AJ and Christian and Sting and myself had a very, a different finish. And,
yeah.
It was a really cool finish, I think. And we'll get to it eventually.
Yeah, Sting, Sting agrees. Harsh words there, Kurt, from you. But what was it like working with Sting behind the scenes at this point? Are you guys having
Sting
fun?
Sting was awesome. He was one of the nicest guys in the world. He really was. He was very professional, not political by any means. He never tooted for himself or tried to put down any other wrestler. He was a really good guy and a great wrestler. I enjoyed working with him all the time.
You know, and it's so cool just to kind of interrupt the storyline that we're talking, but we're talking about Sting here, man. And he's, you know, obviously still doing it in AEW with Darby Allin kind of taking him under his wing. But, you know, you've heard Darby just say the kind of influence he's been on him and how he tries to bring the attention to those guys. And he just seems just like an amazing guy.
It's amazing. I mean, the guy's been in the business like what, 35 years?
Yeah. He's had some breaks here.
He's
and
timeless.
Now, unbelievable. He is. He's all-time great, without a doubt. So it's main event time. It's you and Sting, and you guys do defeat Christian and AJ. But we want to go to the ending of this to show how this all plays out. So let's take a look.
Kurt Angle versus Sting versus Christian Cage. The winner will be the NWA World Heavyweight Champion. Gentlemen, you sort it out.
What a great call of mine. That's the only fair way to decide it. Thumbs up to Jim Cornette. What a hell of a decision. But you know, there's only one person in the Impact Zone that's not thrilled with that. And that's the champ. Christian Cage has to make both feet angle at sacrifice.
All right, Kurt, was this the, obviously, I mean, this is how it all played out, but was this the plan the whole time? You know, we're going to build this thing right to a three-way from the start.
Honestly, I have no idea.
Yeah.
They never told me. I know there wasn't a lot of time to do this program, and what they did is what they did, and I'm not sure why they did it. I did not like Sting and I in this position.
Yeah.
Especially being in a triple threat for the first match of our careers together. I felt like it should have been a singles match, and not a DQ match like earlier before 2 minutes and 47 seconds, but a big time match at a big pay-per-view, drawing a big buy rate and getting great ratings as well during that pay-per-view. I just did not like, Sting and I being in that position of a triple threat at this point in time.
So for those that couldn't see it, he does tap out. You have the ankle lock on one leg. Sting has the ankle lock on him on the other leg. And he taps out to who? We don't know. Do you remember who came up with that wrinkle? Because that was kind of fun.
I don't know, but I thought it was a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, if they wanted Kurt Angle, Sting, and Christian to face each other in a triple threat, this was probably the best possible finish. I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah, no, that was good. So you have that. This is the only finish that you got to go with. It makes sense to have it as a three-way. Was there any other way it could have gotten there differently in your mind, or was this the right way to do it?
I don't know. It would be very difficult to make it any other way.
Yeah. Yeah, it worked. Like you said, it was a brilliant finish. There's a three-way promo now with Jeremy Borash, and he's going to interview you, Christian, and Sting. And by the way, at the beginning of this promo, for those of you that can't see it and are just listening, Christopher Daniels is in the frame with Sting, and he's arguing, and that's not even explained. Sting shoos him away, but there's no rhyme or reason for this whatsoever. For those watching on adfreeshows.com, you'll see what we're talking about here. But let's check it out. Let's check it out with Jeremy and the three of you and listen in to this three-way promo.
JB, Jeremy Borash here backstage with a very important interview with all three of the combatants in this Sunday night Sacrifice pay-per-view main event for the World Heavyweight Championship. Introducing, first of all, the instant classic, the World Heavyweight Champion, Christian Cage. Secondly, the man who won this opportunity at the Lethal Lockdown match, the icon, Sting. And third, the Olympic gold medalist, Kurt Angle. Sting, I want to start with you. A lot of people feel, including Kurt Angle, that Jeff Jarrett handed you this opportunity on a silver platter at the Lethal Lockdown match.
You know what? The whole world was surprised. I was surprised, too. You can call it Jeff Jarrett handed it to me. You know what? Kurt Angle would have taken the same gift. You know what? As a matter of fact, what am I talking about? He did take the same gift because last week I gave you a gift like that, Kurt.
That was a completely different scenario, Sting. You had to do that. You did that because Jeff Jarrett did it. You didn't do it because you wanted to do it.
Actually, Stinger.
You haven't done anything to qualify.
Actually, Stinger, it pains me to have to do this, but I tend to side with Kurt Angle on this one. I mean, the Olympic gold medalist, or as you like to call him, the Olympic gym teacher. But, you know.
Shut up, Christian. Why don't you just zip your mouth up? Let me tell you, Kurt, what I did to qualify. I qualified not once, but two times. And if you want, I'll qualify a third.
You're asking me to go for another match? You want a match with me?
I don't think
you
want a match
with me, Sting. I'll tell you what, you didn't do anything to qualify. What'd you do? You hit me in the gut with a bat. Does that qualify you?
You know what? Back up the tape a little bit, Kurt. If you wouldn't get involved in other people's businesses, for example, a world title match, you cost me the world title.
I think I have to side with the face paint on this one with Sting. I mean, you did kind of, I mean, let's not get crazy, Sting. I mean, you had a minuscule chance of winning the world title, but it wasn't really going to happen. But Kurt, you did get him disqualified. I mean, that's not real cool, man. I don't know why you did that.
Shut up, Christian. Sting, you haven't done anything to qualify for this match. I should be in the match against Christian. It should just be me versus Christian. Hey, you shouldn't even be in this match. You want to insult me by calling me a gym teacher? You want to do things like that? Hey, Sting, that doesn't qualify you for anything.
Hey, Kurt, if you got a problem with the way I got my shot at the world title, then why don't you do something about it?
All right, I'll do something about it, Sting. Tonight I'm coming after you, Sting, and I'm going to find you. And when I do, I'm not coming to shake your hand.
Sting, are you just going to let him talk to you like
anywhere,
that?
I'm not hiding anywhere, Kurt. I'm not hiding anywhere.
Are you just going to let him talk?
Come get me.
Go get him, Kurt. Go get him.
What the hell? What did you think of that, Kurt?
Weird. But you know what? It was different. You know,
it was.
Usually you have a promo in the ring, three guys, you know, talking. I think the reason they did this, it was different. You know, up on the screen, the fans could see everybody, and there was no way for us to have an altercation with each other. So I think the reason was to keep us away from each other and up on the TV screen.
Yeah, and then you had Christian, who's just playing antagonist, instigator, the gym teacher, the man with the face paint. I mean, he's just throwing his little lines back and forth. That's fun. But
yeah,
there
he's an instigator.
He is. And again, Christopher Daniels is there for no apparent reason whatsoever at the beginning. No clue why he was even there.
I know. I don't know why he was arguing with Sting.
Well, listen, when you're not there anymore, Goliath Life is the option that you need to make sure you're taking advantage of for your family. It's time to tell you again about something I'm super passionate about, and that is protecting your family. Yes, this is a life insurance ad for GoliathLife.com, but to me, this is really about peace of mind. Think about insurance for a second. We all get medical and auto insurance, yet sometimes we never even know if we're going to have a need for it. Let me let you in on a little secret. You need life insurance. We're all going to die. Now, as you let that reality sink in, think about what would happen if your family stopped having your income tomorrow. If you don't have a plan for that, you need to visit GoliathLife.com, and I mean right now. Listen, I've lost two friends in their 40s in the last year and a half, and I don't want to even think about what their families would be going through had they not had life insurance. If you don't have it, get it. Protect your family. And I suggest you go to GoliathLife.com because they've made the process of getting affordable life insurance super easy. GoliathLife.com streamlines the life insurance process by allowing you to get quotes from more than 20 carriers within minutes, and you'll pick your terms and payments to fit your budget. You pick your price, you start the online application immediately, and even schedule a medical exam to come to you. I've done it. They sent someone directly to my office. I skipped the phone calls, the paperwork, and the crazy invasive conversations. GoliathLife.com makes buying life insurance simple. There are no hidden fees, no upsells, no hassle, hell, not even a phone call. GoliathLife.com is life insurance in your hands on your time. Get multiple quick quotes right now from the comfort of your own home and begin your application in a few easy clicks right now at GoliathLife.com. Kurt, let's get to the end of the May 10th impact. This is the go home segment right here. And let's check this out as we start to wrap up this whole storyline and head to the pay-per-view.
And this is a good way to start. And now fighting us the tunnel. Look at this. It's the Olympic gold medalist and Sting.
Oh, this goes back several weeks. We talked about it earlier. That wedge driven between these two by Christian Cage. And remember, Kurt Angle lost Sting the world's heavyweight title when he got him disqualified recently here on Impact.
Well, one thing about it, Kurt Angle's a man of his word. He said he was coming after him. He said he wasn't going to shake his hand. And you can see he's doing just that. Can these two keep their emotions in check? If they can't, Christian's just going to roll and sacrifice in that title match.
Oh, it all came about when Sting said, do something about it. And look at the champ. Look at that cocky, arrogant look on the face of the world's heavyweight champion, Christian Cage.
Oh, you can see the smirk. This is exactly what he wants to happen. Not only are they doing damage to each other, it's just going to make it that much easier for him to sacrifice.
He's like an arsonist. He sets the fire between Sting and Angle. Then he sits back and he watches it burn right in front of his eyes.
Kurt, that's it. That is the go-home angle for the show. It ends with you and Sting coming through the curtain. For those that are just listening, they brawled all the way down to the ring. The show goes off the air, has a video package to promote the pay-per-view. Is this odd to you that this is all the build for the go-home TV show for the pay-per-view?
Yeah, but like I said before, we didn't have a lot of time. And, you know, we didn't even need to do this that night. Sting and I were at odds with each other. We weren't friends by any means. If they wanted to send a message that we were enemies going into the pay-per-view, this was a good message, but we were already enemies. We didn't need another physical altercation to show that we were at odds with each other. But like I said, we didn't have a lot of time to build this up.
Well, here we go. It's Sacrifice. It's May 13th, 2007, and Dave Meltzer weighs in. And he says, there isn't a lot to say about TNA's Sacrifice pay-per-view show, other than preliminary indications are very few people ordered the show, and it was a hell of a show to miss. All the finishes were relatively...
Does he mean that was a good show or a bad show?
I'm thinking that that's what he means, that it was a good show. All of the finishes were relatively clean, other than a convoluted main event finish. That's your match. Where they went off the air with Kurt Angle as NWA World Heavyweight Champion, only to reverse themselves on television the next day, because it's TNA. The finish saw Sting have the schoolboy on Christian, and then Angle grabbed the ankle lock on Sting. Sting tapped at the same moment ref Rudy Charles counted three. They announced Angle as the winner and new NWA champion. I have a correction, Dave Meltzer. They did not introduce you as the NWA champion. Jeremy Borash announces you as the new heavyweight champion of the world and does not say the letters NWA, and I have the clip, Kurt, to prove it here in a minute. I love proving him wrong, Meltzer, that is. So this is the last day the belt would have had the NWA name. Bob Trobich of the NWA, before the show started, made an announcement, not on the air, obviously, but as the release, that the belt had been held up. So Angle will never get to be NWA champion after all, although that probably doesn't mean a whole lot. Again, this is Meltzer's commentary. As fans of the NWA, we would have loved to see you be considered an NWA champion. If they hadn't have done that double submission finish on television to lead up to it being a three-way, the unique finish here would have come across as creative as opposed to cheesy. So before we get to the match itself here, Kurt, the whole NWA pulling out and you not become NWA champion, is that a little bit of a disappointment for you?
Sure.
Yeah.
There are a long list of great champions in the NWA. I wanted to be part of that list, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right. And also, I want to ask about this three-way match. When you're putting it all together, how difficult is it to do so? Or are the three of you feel like you have a really good game plan coming up with this and this creative finish?
Well, triple threats are a little bit, they're difficult. You know, there's a lot of pre-planning, a lot of memorization, and a lot of timing issues. Because, you know, at the, for the most part, only two guys are wrestling. The other guy's either outside the ring or down selling. And that guy needs to know when his time is, his cue is to come in and join the other wrestlers. And it's just a lot of timing and a lot of memorization.
Do you recall at all, Kurt, who maybe was it all three of you collectively working on it? Or was there one guy that was like, hey, taking the bull by the horns and saying, hey, I think this is how we're going to put this match together. I have some ideas. Let's try this. Let's try that. Anything you remember or recall about that process?
Well, the three of us, we all put it together. We all structured the match. But Christian is really good at triple threats and tag matches. So we kind of let him take the lead. He's really good at that stuff.
Ah, that's good. Okay. Well, before we get into Meltzer's notes of how this all went down, this match, because he has some more notes, how exciting, we're going to actually show the video clip and play the audio here for those listening, audio only, of the end of this match, and then we'll get into the review. Here we go.
Go superplex, but here comes Angle.
Wow. Look out! Oh, man! What an incredible move! As Kurt Angle sends a bull fly, Christian takes the front of it.
Angle!
Oh, one, two! One, two, Christian gets the shoulder up just in time. Christian Cage, the champion, able to fight it off.
And wow. As Sting gets to his feet, Angle drops him with the right hand. Attention turned to the champ. Uppercut knocks down Christian.
Oh, look at Kurt Angle right now. It's the crowd getting behind him. They know that's what he came here for. They know that's what his dream was. And now look at him as he's taking the straps off, and he's ready to bring him home.
Measuring him. The second that he gets to his feet, you know he's going to attack. Here comes Angle. Went for the Olympic slam. Christian able to float over.
And he's going for the unturnier. Can he get it turned around? He does, but all of a sudden, Angle pushes him off. Nice elbow.
Yeah, you're right. Shoved off into the corner. Contact made. Sting exchange with Angle. Christian on top. Angle to the corner. Drops down, crotches Christian up on the top, and there goes.
Oh, look at that. He just sent him right into Christian Cage, right into the gut. Now he's going to send Angle right back. Oh, my God. He crushed Christian head in the turnbuckle.
Stinger splash in the corner. Here comes the Scorpion Death Drop.
He's got it, Sting. One, two.
Oh, no.
Christian Cage couldn't let it happen.
Damn, he pulled the referee out of the ring. Sting was going to go for the pin there on Angle. And referee Rudy Charles pulled out by Christian, who conveniently lands on top of him.
Wow, how close was that? So close. Sting is ticked off. He knows he may have just gotten robbed by Christian Cage. Christian Cage still doing everything he can to keep that title.
Scorpion submission, but no, it's blocked by Angle. Into the ankle lock.
He's got him blind, and he's got it locked in, and now he's to his feet. And you can see Christian Cage knowing what can happen. He can't afford for Sting to step out. Wait a minute. He's got it. He's got a bolt. What? He's got a bolt at the ankle lock.
You're right. One leg of Sting. One leg of Christian. Both in the ankle lock, and they teamed together.
It was desperation move. They had to team together because the pain was getting too much. They looked each other eye to eye, and they knew what they had to do, and that's just what it means to win this world championship.
That was the key to survival for both of them. There goes Sting powering Christian down to the mat.
And the authority that he brought him down there was unbelievable. And Sting now looking for a referee. He knows he's close, and there's Rudy Charles still. And now he's kind of coming to, and Sting's got to get him up, and he's got to get him back in. But he's got to do it quickly.
Sting, you're right, Don. Grabbing Rudy Charles by the referee's shirt to bring him back in. But when he turns around, Christian connects with the low blow.
Oh, and you almost don't blame him. And now he's going to set him up for the unprettier.
Not this.
He can get it turned around. This is going to be it. Can he do it? Oh, no. Sting fights it all. He's got him.
Got the pin, but the referee's down.
Oh, you can see right there, Kurt Angle's in, and you got the pin right there. And they're looking in. The Angle's got the ankle lock. Wait, he's tapped out. What just happened?
Kurt Angle just won the world championship.
The ankle lock of the Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle gives him the title. But to me, Don, it looked like a dead heat. I think Sting got the free match.
And new heavyweight champion of the world, Kurt Angle.
Never said the word letters, NWA. So there you go.
He didn't. You're right.
All right, Kurt. Well, there it was. So you kind of understand what he's talking about with you had that kind of convoluted finish already. And then
it was too identical to the double ankle lock with AJ. So I do understand that. It could come across a little bit hokey if you do it twice in a row.
Yeah. So let's get it. I'm going to read his official final notes. He said Kurt Angle appeared to win the three-way in what was billed as the final NWA World Heavyweight title match in TNA over champ Christian Cage and Sting. This match in its entirety went 10 minutes, 45 seconds. Cage played the role again where he tried to be the instigator of Sting and Angle going after each other. At times, they both threw Christian out of the ring and started beating on each other. It was shorter than you'd probably want a world title match to be, but the match itself was good and could have been one of the better matches on the show if they had a better finish and more time. Those are the two key pieces. Angle laid out Sting with an Olympic slam on the floor and then gave Christian 8 straight German suplexes. We didn't show that part. My goodness, what a machine.
That was brain damage.
Exactly. Sting threw Angle out of the ring to try for a pin, but Christian kicked out. Sting went to give Christian a superplex, but Angle came underneath Sting and gave him a German with Sting on the middle rope and Christian going flying. We did see that here. Rudy Charles went down. Who could have ever seen that one coming? Angle then got on. This is exactly what Meltzer said. Angle then got ankle locks on both Sting and Christian at the same time. That was a fun little spot. Had you done that one before?
I've done it a couple of other times.
Okay.
Very rarely.
Yep. Yeah. I don't remember seeing it that often. Angle tried to check on the ref. Sting gave Christian a uranagi. Christian gave Sting a low blow and an unprettier. Sting then caught Christian with a schoolboy. And while doing so, Angle put Sting in the ankle lock. Sting pinned Christian at the same time. Sting tapped Angle. There we go. The crazy finish. They announced and went off the air with Angle as the champion, but was held up the next day at television. He still gave it 3.25 stars. He refuses to give you anything less than at least 3 stars, Kurt Angle, because Dave Meltzer loves him some Kurt Angle.
I don't believe it, but that's really cool.
He does. He always rates you high. So there you go. You finally get a title win in TNA, and then it's taken right back from you the next day on TV, brother. Does that matter to you personally, or what are your thoughts on it?
No, I just don't know what the holdup was, why they were doing this and why they were pushing off me getting the title. I don't know if it had anything to do with the NWA World Heavyweight Championship or the, altercating into the TNA World Heavyweight title and they wanted to hold off a little bit longer. I have no idea why they did this, but I knew eventually I needed the title to help the company.
Well, we see Rudy Charles, he bumps all over the place again in this match. Do you think that referee bumps were just way overdone in TNA?
Yeah, I do. The problem with the company is, the wrestlers would structure the matches and they would present the matches to the agents. So the agents wouldn't hear everything in the match. They would just hear, I'm going to shine, then there's the heat, there's a comeback, and this is the finish. And they wouldn't tell the agents that they had ref bumps. So there were a lot of ref bumps, more than what should have been done in each show. There should be one ref bump per show, but in TNA, there'd be 2 or 3, maybe even sometimes 4, which is ridiculous.
Back then, the refs were flip-flopping and flying throughout the matches. Oh, my goodness. Well, did you think that, and I think this is kind of a dumb question, so I'm not even going to ask it because, it's, hey, do you think you need to be champion to continue to push the company forward? In my mind, in a fan's mind, yes, you should be champion at this point if they really wanted you to be pushing TNA, the brand, forward. It just made sense, right?
Yeah, to make the brand bigger, more popular. Yeah, put the title on me, have me make a lot of talent. Not necessarily lose to them, but put them over giving them a percentage of the match and shining them. And that was my job. That's why I came to TNA, is to make a bunch of talent.
Yeah, you got to think as a younger company or a company that's trying to grow, if you have an established face and brand that is, recognized worldwide. Kurt, let's put it That way, you are a worldwide star because of not only what you've done in the Olympics, but what you did with the WWE at that point. Having your face everywhere as the champion, that's a big deal. That's the way you think they want to should be operating. So
it is a big deal, and that would have helped the company, definitely.
Yeah, and you already answered the question, you know, would have you liked to be an NWA champion? And I know eventually you're going to be the TNA champion, but again, NWA is a brand that is now back, and you've said, hey, Harley Race, Ric Flair, so many others, that would have been cool for you.
But let me point something out. You know, being the NWA World Heavyweight Champion in TNA, eventually TNA had to come up with their own world title. They needed their own identity. So it had to happen eventually, and I wasn't surprised it happened then.
Okay. Well, we have some fan questions that we want to jump into as we wrap it up this week. And we have a question from adfreeshows.com, my push member, Chase Lamar, our buddy. And he said, Kurt, you were absolutely on fire at this time. The speed and intensity in which you wrestled sometimes felt like double than what you would do in WWE. What instilled this drive in you? Was it truly just to show the world and maybe even specifically Vince that you really were that much better than everyone else? For my money, you are one of the top five of all time.
Well, thank you very much. I really do appreciate that. You know what? Yeah, it was to prove to all of the above, to prove to everyone that I was still in my prime and I could wrestle, that I actually got better at TNA. And I wanted to prove that, you know, I didn't need WWE to show my ability and what I was able to do in the ring, and I could do it in TNA. And I had a lot to prove by going there.
What we call that is a chip on your shoulder. And you had that, and you were wrestling that way. You were wrestling with that passion.
Without a doubt. You're right.
Adfreeshows.com. Top guy, Zol Lopez. Zol, good to hear from you. And he says, before wrestling, Sting in TNA, and given your time in WWF/WWE in the Monday Night War era, how familiar were you with Sting's history and character and in-ring spots before your first match with him?
Well, when I started wrestling in 1998, professional wrestling, I became a fan of WWE, WWF at the time, and WCW. And Sting was one of my favorite wrestlers. So I studied him. I watched him. I thought he was an incredible athlete, great character, a great talker. He had the whole ball of wax. But what amazed me about him was his size and him doing like these dives over the top rope onto the floor outside the ring. It was just like, what a megastar, what a super athlete. You know, yeah. This guy is incredible. And what he was able to do in the ring is unparalleled.
So I think we've answered this one as we've gone through the show, but I'm going to ask it anyway because it's on behalf of Larry Francis, our buddy, and he says, does it bother you that your NWA championship win still hasn't been recognized yet? I guess the problem here was that the morning before you won, NWA pulled itself away from TNA. That's the whole issue there.
Yeah. Did it bother me? Yeah, a little bit. I wanted to be NWA World Heavyweight Champion, but you know, it wasn't in the cards, and there was no way possible because they backed out the day before.
Yeah, they had backed out, so there you go. Well, listen, Kurt, next week we're going to discuss Judgment Day. We're going back WWE Day, buddy, and it's Judgment Day. It's you and Edge. You continue against each other, and it's going to lead to the hair versus hair match. I saw your fun post on Instagram about your kid's picture, and he said, Dad has hair or whatever, and that was a lot of fun, and you tagged Edge in it. I blame Edge for why I don't have it. Yeah. Why was Kurt okay getting his hair shaved? How did he feel the match went? And the whole build-up to it. So, guys, come back next week, and we're going to have a lot of fun talking about that one, aren't we, Kurt?
Yes, we're going to have a lot of fun talking about that.
Well, listen, before we get out of here, in traditional Kurt Angle Show fashion, we got a few things to talk about. And one of them is ad-free shows. If you haven't done so already, May, this month, is the month to sign up, become a top guy. You want to become a top guy because I tell you what, this event they're building up for Top Guy Weekend in Chicago, Labor Day weekend, is going to be off the charts. Kurt, I think they're planning on having you come out again to Chicago for Top Guy Weekend.
Yes,
is that
they
right?
They are. I'm going to be there. Top Guy Weekend, Labor Day weekend.
All right.
I have it in my schedule right here. I'm looking at it.
He's looking at it.
Making sure I'm booked.
You better be booked because it's me and you, buddy.
I am. Top Guy Weekend, September 3rd.
We're going to have a blast. There's so much other plans that have not yet been announced, but you're going to want to check it out. Be there. But let's get into some fun stuff. Let's talk about those chicken snacks, Kurt. Physicallyfit.com, my friend.
We got physicallyfit.com. That's right. This is where you get your chicken snacks and snack smart crispy protein bites. One's chicken breast protein. One's organic plant protein. You can get them at physicallyfit.com. There are 11 different flavors. You can become a member. If you become a member, well, first of all, if you use the code AnglePod on your first purchase, you get 20% off.
Boom.
Or you can become a lifelong member, sign up on the website, and get 20% off for the rest of your life. It's chicken snacks and Snack Smart. They're both incredible. You'll love the flavors. They're awesome. High protein, low carbohydrate.
Kurt, is there a particular flavor right now that you're really just enjoying and digging into and you find yourself?
You know what? I'm really into the health, it side of it, and the buffalo wing and blue cheese.
Okay.
They're the healthiest, and I love the flavor.
Oh, yeah.
It's a sweet, spicy flavor. It's really good. Another favorite is cinnamon swirl. Those are everybody's favorites. That has a little bit of sugar in it.
A little sweetness.
More meant for kids. But it's still very healthy.
Man, meant for kids, forget that. If it's got a little bit of sweet, you can just help that with all us
folks.
It's
like cinnamon toast crunch. It really does. Yeah.
Those that have that sweet tooth, it sounds like it's right in your wheelhouse for you. Let's talk about
guilt. Yeah,
right. Let's talk about another opportunity to find some cool stuff and support our man Kurt Angle here. And that is KurtAngleBrand.com. And you can find all kinds of fun stuff over there, right, Kurt?
Yes, milk cartons like you just showed.
Yes.
Cowboy hats, t-shirts, autographed photos, birthday cards. We got the whole ball of wax. We even got cameo voice messages, video messages. Go to KurtAngleBrand.com and sign up, order whatever you want, and I will send it to you.
Listen, those videos, I know I say it every week, but man, are great birthday gifts. Great. Just, hey, wanted to send you an inspiring message for those that may be having a downtime. There's a lot going on in the world right now. And who else would you want to hear from an inspirational message than from Kurt freaking Angle with him and his broken freaking neck? I mean, he's done it all with that broken freaking neck.
I do some good videos. I mean, I do birthday wishes. I do holidays, family functions. It's a lot of fun. I have fun with it too.
That's cool. Finally, we also want to share about wildcatbelts.com where you can get your Olympic hero Kurt Angle championship belt. That beautiful, beautiful belt done by our buddy Andrew and wildcatbelts.com. Kurt, if you see this on video, is showing his off right now. Man, what an amazing belt, Kurt.
Yeah, this is a really nice title. They did an incredible job with this. The detailing's amazing. Quality leather, 24 karat gold plating. It's really good belt. It's one of the best belts I've ever seen, not just because it's a Kurt Angle belt.
No,
but it is a Kurt Angle belt, so that does matter.
and let's correct both of us. It's a title belt because belts hold up your pants, as we learned a few weeks ago.
Yes, you can't use the word belt.
Yeah,
right. In front of Vince McMahon, it has to be a title.
I got one. Kurt has one. There's another person that's bought one as well. These are fantastic gifts.
There are only three left.
There's three left. They're numbered. You get a certificate of authenticity. I can't put over it enough. I guarantee you, when you go to wildcatbelts.com to go ahead and purchase your Kurt Angle belt, you're going to get sucked into Andrew's website because, man, he has designed so many cool belts.
Some amazing titles.
Belts, that's right. And he's right from our home state, Kurt, right here in Pennsylvania. In La Trobe. So shout out to La Trobe, Pennsylvania, the home of Pittsburgh Steelers training camp once again, St. Vincent College. So finally, it's Saturday, August 27th. It's wrestling night at the park for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers with your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle. It is called Podcast at the Plate, and you can watch the podcast in the Fox Club. It's a pregame podcast. Kurt's going to throw out the first pitch. Tickets are available now. It's in Appleton, Wisconsin. I will be accompanying Kurt out there as well. He's going to use me as a wrestling dummy if need be.
Sidekick.
And we're going to have a lot of fun out there. So listen, if you're in the area, even if you're not in the area, make a weekend out of it. Bring the family, bring the kids. We're going to have a good time that Saturday night, August 27th. And so we hope to see you there. Kurt, we're going to be together back-to-back weekends. Do you realize that? We're going to see each other in Wisconsin, then the next weekend's Top Guy weekend. You're going to be so sick of me, bud.
2 weekends in a row.
Speaking of tapping out, Kurt's going to be tapping out from Paul Bromwell here soon.
Yes, I will. You get a bit annoying, Paul.
At least you only got to deal with me an hour a week. So there you go. Well, listen, on behalf of our Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, the gold medalist, I am Paul Bromwell, and we'll see you right here again next week on The Kurt Angle Show.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.